head.
Thank you.
I mean, just to Lynn's point, and I understand everything that she was saying, and you were saying, I guess, don't speak to you, and I'm not necessarily, you know, adverse to some of the arguments that you made, but I think that one of the important points to bring forward when you're thinking of highest and best use is if we decide to eliminate rail service between Kingston and the Ashokan altogether, and we take up the rails, then they're gone and they're not. It eliminates the connectivity possibilities in between, for rail in between anywhere and Kingston. If we take 5 years, and I don't believe that the next contract for a rail operator will be longer than 5 years, at least for the first 5 years. If you take 5 years and evaluate it and it turns out it's not working, well, then you try. I understand that might be seen as kind of a waste of resources, but to eliminate the connectivity altogether or the possibility of connectivity in the segmented approach, from Kingston to wherever we can go. I'm not going to specify on where we can go. I mean, my proposal, 7 to 8. I agree that connectivity is important. And if the rail doesn't work out in that section, then you've still got the trail there to connect to the Ashokan. And that's the important part of that area being rail with trail for me, is that even if the rail fails there, and I don't think that it will personally, from what we've seen, and what we've seen is a small operation, due respect, Ernie, is a small operation running on volunteers. If their operation expanded or a new operator comes in and expands on it, I think that it could be something really special coming out of Kingston. And I don't, like I said in my previous comments, I don't think that it necessarily hurts the west of the Ashokan end. I think the two sections might end up complementing each other. And for the amount of money it's going to cost, I think that it might be worth exploring.
I'm Lynn, then Jeanette, and Herb, then Carl.
And I hear that. Here's where I keep, and this is the bottleneck in my mind. After Hurley Mountain Road, I know that corridor.
Me too, I've hiked it.
I have too. And so that is when we keep, we went from, going to to Hurley Mountain Road.
Yep.
Then there's the proposal for Glenfordyke, and I'm looking at it from that particular bottleneck. That piece alone is probably one of the, and I think Stone even highlighted it, is one of the most critical and most difficult to solve components. From Hurley Mountain Road to...
It's a tough half mile, I believe. I believe that's what Randy has said a couple times. It's a tough half mile with the two rough cuts.
Yep. Well, it can be done... Okay, so then let me ask the question. It can be done, and then who does it? Who opens that up? Who's responsible for opening that up to lay, both down?
That's what the discussion's all about, isn't it?
Right. Well, I'm putting it on the table. Well, so.
Okay, wait. I have... Wait, Dave. Dave, I have Jeanette, then I have Herb, then I have Carl.
Yeah, well, I don't want... I'll talk about the Kingston part first. I was only interested in trail for Kingston. That's originally what I had voted on. But I must say, I was pleasantly surprised and now convinced that it, really served its purpose. And there isn't anything more exciting and fun to see. And it's mostly grandparents bringing the little ones, for the rides. And you can see the enjoyment in it. And it has helped promote, more business in the area. Not that it's new business. There's the businesses that it's helping have been there for years, but it has increased, certainly their revenue. Now, the only thing I'm not, where are you talking about to going this far? Because I thought that was what Ernie had.
Right now they go to that here.
But that's
no, right now they go to here.
Yeah, right.
And this is where the 7.28, that's where the railway trail would end.
And that's where the house is.
Beyond 8.3, it's almost impossible. Even the railroad's plan had the trail diverting off onto Route 28A and going up to Basin Road from there.
All right, so now based on what Lynn said, because the consultant did talk about the washout, in fact, Ernie, you had also. So, yeah, well, then it does pose the question. Is it the county's responsibility to, you know, to take care of that flooding area and how they would do it? I have no idea.
Okay. I have Herb.
I'm lost there.
Wait, I have Herb, then Carl,
maybe Herb,
then Dave, but the piece is here. It's been here. Do you want to stop
I'll
and get
I'll try to make it very short.
Okay. We can get it.
I think we're getting a little nearsighted in that what we're supposed to be doing here is more of a higher level. We're going to pass a resolution to set policy on what this corridor is going to be for the future. I don't think we really need to get down to the 85 cents it's going to take to do this or do that. I think what we're supposed to do is the vision for the future, how it gets done. There's several ways to do it. A new operator can build that half mile. The county.
That can be part of the RFP.
The county might get some
grant.
Rail trail monies in the year 2019, and we build it. I don't think it's our job to build it. It's our job to set the policy, because if we say that that section, wherever that particular piece is trail, that's the policy. Then we won't go looking for money to put rail there. So I think what we need to do is more conceptual. What we think at a higher level, like we said in Kingston, the first section should be a park. That's conceptual. Who's going to build the park? I don't know. I think we need to do it in sections based on conceptually what our vision is for the corridor. And I would almost say it's nice to have the dollar values, because that lends to you the credence of feasibility. But, you know, if you want something bad enough, there's ways to do it. We're building a bridge in the widest part of the Hudson River on soil conditions that no one would ever, ever, ever build in.
Oh, don't tell us that.
But because it needed to be done, it's being done.
Oh, my God.
This section of rail is a piece of cake compared to some of the hurdles you have to go over when you want to build something.
Hallelujah.
Your
pizza is here.
You want to pause?
Oh,
yeah. And let's
yeah.
We can even bring the pizza back,
yeah.
And I can
yeah.
work
yeah,
with
we
it.
Can.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
5 minute recess. Okay.
You're all welcome to a slice of pizza.
I don't know.
Okay, we're back from our little dinner break.
Okay, great. Okay, you said Randy.
Let the record reflect no business was taken while dining.
Right.
But there was eating.
You said that Randy said something right before we left.
Yeah, Randy, you said something just as they were leaving about the East End.
Yeah.
Did you want to repeat that?
Yeah, one of the things, one of the comment I heard it referred to, but it is important to remind everybody, particularly because of specific issues involved, I really support a 5-year lease on the East End for multiple reasons. One, got to give the operator who that's going to need time to get moved to wherever you're
working out.
Second of all, you're going to end up in a situation where you really need to mitigate the environmental problems up at 8.3 while there's still a railroad there, so you don't get trapped in permitting. And three, is you really need to resolve, if you do move to the west, where that's going to be. I mean, I could pick out a spot, but it's inside DEP land. It's right at the end of the Boyceville Trestle, and it's in their boundary. And I don't really see a good spot at the west end until you resolve the Boyceville Bridge and you resolve where it's going to be. But, you know, I think in 5 years you'll have that resolved. And I would hate to see you get stuck with a long-term decision on what to do with the East End and not knowing necessarily where how are going the markets are going to work out, how is that agreement going to work out. I think for now, really need to look at a shorter-term solution, at least for that end.
Yeah, and if I could just, this is Tracy speaking to that and kind of off of Ken Runk's comment before, speaking to sort of the same thing as the concept of, you know, you can't get it back, but sticking with it. I'm opening up my mind to the idea more as a short-term idea. Mm-hmm. I think you've articulated it perfectly, Randy, because I still, it's really even from your own report, Randy, that I came around to being more of a proponent for the West End. I mean, on page 55 of your report, you talk about how, given the amount of funding that it's going to take to achieve Rails with Trails on the East End, that I'm paraphrasing, but that those dollars could be potentially better expended on the West End. And while I respectfully might disagree with Ken Ronk about two operations cannibalizing each other, because I think that they could and that they might, in fact, now be doing that. I mean, the concept that the success in Kingston is inarguable, but from my perspective, it's not about Kingston, it's about the events. And if those events were on the West End, I think they might have the same success. But I appreciate the comments that it's not going to happen overnight on the West End, and that even as an interim, I'm more likely to come around to seeing that point of view for the East End. And part of my thinking, just to let the whole committee know too, is that some of what we talk about and what the report keeps talking about at the East End, you know, the East End, they highlight the Stone highlights the connectivity to an urban center, which we've talked about and Jim Maloney talked about too. But no offense to Kingston, it's particularly unscenic. I mean, and the report says that over and over. So the concept...
It's what? What did you say?
Particularly unscenic.
I know, unscenic.
Really?
Yes. I'm not saying Kingston as a whole.
Or just building. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying Kingston as a whole, but I'm saying... And so I think I have this kind of grand imagination of something... amazing that could happen at the West End, and that could be a real draw for the city and beyond, even though the city's farther away.
Yep.
I don't know that that would happen immediately, and a five-year lease might sort of solve my concerns as we work into figuring more. The last thing I want to comment on, just to what Randy's point, was, again, as I've reflected on this, I haven't shared it with all the members of the committee, but when Randy... talks about the DEP land. You know, when we reflect on highest and best use, I certainly wouldn't want to throw out the agreement with the DEP, especially considering that we all pretty much agree that the Ashokan corridor, even by Randy's own written report and then his confirmation over the phone at the last meeting, is best suited, and to Ernie saying he's not looking toward bulk of the corridor, is best suited toward a trail, and I think that we need to be moving toward that. But I also think it's important to look into where a connection between a rail and trail and a handoff could happen, and that might be open for a further discussion. Lynn Archer, Carl, did you speak before the break?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I got to go back to Carl then. Sorry, I stole your time.
I make a motion to adjourn for the pizza. No, that's what I was saying. I'm kind of like, I was excited about going through section by section, and now we're talking about the whole. So I wanted to just bring this up, that there are costs associated, you know, let's just say from Kingston, Burley Mountain Road, and beyond to the 728. There are three options: rail, trail, or rail with trail. Nobody says we have to have rail with trail in any section. If it's too costly to have rail with trail, we can have a rail, or we can have a trail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't discount an area because of the cost of what it's going to take, because that cost associated, the larger cost is for both options. And I think we should keep our minds open to the fact that
and I'll just throw this out there. You're going to have events where there's going to be bike marathons or running marathons or huge events on the trail. Park people in Kingston, take the train up to the reservoir and get off and enjoy the and the bikers too. I mean, maybe if not the Catskill Mountain Railroad, another railroad could offer some kind of shuttle service at a discount. Or take counts as to how many people to get on, and somehow the county subsidizes a little bit of that operation. But you know, there's a lot of possibilities here, and to narrow it down, and then to jump also from east to west, I'm getting confused because I know we started with the switch, we got to the plaza, and then all hell broke loose.
Well, the reason all hell broke loose is in part.
I don't know where you got. I don't know how you got lost.
Well, it's fine, but it's
I know. Less than you did.
We could go point by point, but if we're trying to reach consensus, I feel like the committee at least needs to know where I'm thinking, if I'm breaking from the consensus, because then I'm going to be no, until I can come to.
Right.
That's why I'm putting it out there.
It seems to be working as a stream of consciousness, so.
That's the way my mind normally works. But wait, so I have Dave, you were after Carl? Before the break, and then I have.
Oh, I don't.
Do you still have anything?
Okay.
Do you want to defer?
It could be that, but I mean, I'm thinking let's get back on track here on this. Shall we say then?
Okay.
The
so.
So as not to get derailed.
Yeah. Very good. But I mean, we had we could also go to what Ken has. We can look at that type of thing. I mean, however you want to do it, but I'd like to get back on track.
Okay, I have Lynn comment.
You jumped all over.
I wanted to pick up on what Randy was saying about the 8-point. I didn't, excuse me. With regards to not shutting ourselves. Sorry.
That's okay.
Didn't help. We'll come back to you.
Let me try again. I think I got it. You had mentioned something about cutting ourselves off from some. I wasn't clear what you were talking about. He
Randy.
Just made a comment about.
No, Randy.
No, Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Randy, are you there?
No.
Are you? You just made a comment about the 8 something mile marker, and you need the train to remediate some of the issues there. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's the swamp that's up there right off of the 28A crossing. It's just a whole lot easier to sell road maintenance permits to try to get it permitted under the anything's ever in the middle of a railroad track. That's it right now.
Yeah.
So because the railroad doesn't have the same constraints as the county would with regards to permitting?
Equipment.
Oh, exactly. And equipment.
You're running it by the rail, excavated, as opposed to having to
bring the heavy equipment in.
You've got to make a road.
Yeah.
Right. So you're talking, from 8? 8, Randy? You were talking from 8-3, I think, to milepost 10, right?
What year?
28-8.3.
Yep.
What is it?
7.28.
8.3 to 28A.
Thank you.
8.33 is 28A. 7.28 to 8.33, which is 28 acres.
Right, right.
Large swamp.
Yeah.
And that's
the need to get. But it's a delineated pond. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a designated wetland.
But if I could,
yes,
Manna,
it's not.
Let's keep one conversation, please, Manna.
That, if I understand it, and Randy says rail with trail does not appear feasible, that is, and I understand that at some point you're moving into DEP territory, but I think going to Basin Road was very important to the railroad.
Yep.
So I just, and I appreciate the comment that I think, I can't
and
remember.
And that's up in here you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. About cost.
It's in there.
but to here?
There may be alternatives to handling it.
Okay, I have Ken wrong.
To that comment, Manna, the cost is not the prohibitive factor between 8.33 and 10, and it's not the entire way that cost isn't the prohibitive factor, but very specifically, there's what I want to say it's 2,000 feet, 2,500 feet, maybe more than 2,500 feet. That's raised fill with. I'm pretty sure that they're. Army Corps of Engineers delineated wetlands on both sides.
That's true. It's 7 feet we measured.
How many?
And 2,700 feet is what we lost.
And there's just no way to do rail with trail in that portion. That's why the not feasible in that section isn't a cost factor. It's an ability factor. Unless there's some other. I mean, the railroad's vision document, if I remember correctly, sends the trail off onto Route 28A. And I was on 28A in that section. I want to say it's 40 miles an hour.
Yes.
And there's no shoulder, and there's swamp on both sides. It's a very dangerous prospect.
And that's on page 46 of the report, Manna.
Okay.
Tracy, I just something to you. And believe me, we really looked at that hard. I looked at the film, I looked at the road and the fiber. If there was a way to figure out do it that I thought was practical, I would certainly encourage
right.
it.
Absolutely.
But that that hilltop is really, really difficult, and 28 isn't a whole lot. Or at least made the short stretch on 28A where it goes across the swamp. But it's right up to the edge of the road.
Yeah. Randy, did you get the piece, the email I sent you with, and I sent to Tracy as well, the piece of land just south of the fill that was owned by the county up to 3 years ago as a bypass? Did you look at that?
I guess I'm still more bugged out about the permitting about getting through here than I am about the underlying land ownership.
No, but there was a piece of land just south of the fill between there and the road that could be a possible bypass for the trail. And it was actually owned by the county and sold by the county for $3,000 3 years ago. I found it on the map. Did you get a chance to look at that as a possible bypass for the trail?
Yeah, I looked at that. I'm not sure that it's... The answer, that's pretty tight to look at. If you actually think you can get through there with a permit... Wonderful. That's what scared me. Where it was on the DEC wetland, how it was qualified.
We don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. None of us have got that.
All right. So, Ken, does anyone else have a comment currently on the table? If I missed anyone, no. Okay. So we want to get back to going through point by point. Is that? I don't even know where we're up to.
We'll be in the Washington.
God, I thought we were up to Pearson Road.
587
to Washington.
Jesus, God.
Okay, 587 to Washington Avenue.
Yeah, that's
what's being proposed. Railroad trail. Yeah. What Ken's proposing.
I think that this is one of the areas where a railroad trail. I mean, they're doing it. They're doing the rail now. The trail it would not be costly other than the issues with the encroachments, which again is not our problem to worry about. That's going to be a design and execution issue to deal with on the encroachments, but it's a double track section. It's not prohibitively difficult to do. I've walked this. You've seen. We actually found a camp of vagrants on it when we hiked it. But there was a again the double track section. This is probably very. One of the easiest to do for both in this section. So to me, it's almost a no. As long as we're staying on the east end, it's a no-brainer to do this section railroad trail.
Can I ask a question? In terms of doing railroad trail on this section, looking at the pictures, will the tracks have to be moved to one side to accommodate the trail? to get a 10-foot wide trail? I mean, in some places it doesn't look like...
That's an encroachment.
That's an encroachment, I realize, but I'm saying... There's poles, you know, in previous pictures there were poles and other... Can you go back to...
If I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Randy, on this section...
like this, look at this picture.
The rails are on the north end, aren't they?
As soon as it got close to the O&W connection there, past Washington, it started to swing back to the center again.
Okay.
You can see the photos, but at least through that immediate area, it's on the north side.
Where is this picture? Someone tell me.
Right, this is where they load people on.
The right-of-way ends here, and there's a lot of right-of-way over here.
But you need to go west through the pinch point is when you get by the lumber yard, and we measured out, and... If you want to do rail with trail there, we need to be clear that either we're going to have to move the rail yard fence or you're going to have to take part of the travel lane. I'm sorry, the lumber yard fence or take part of the travel lane that adjoins that. So, again, it's not infeasible, but we should just be clear, you know, we're going to have to...
But are those telephone poles?
Yeah, those are telephone poles.
I know they are telephone poles. Are they... Are they within 10 feet?
Yes.
Are they in the trail corridor?
Yes.
They're smack in the trail corridor.
Yes. And there's a gas line there.
Because when I look at a picture like this, and if I'm thinking of sharing that corridor, I imagine that the rail would move and split the difference.
I didn't know that you'd want to move the rail there because you have class 1 track
already.
Right.
You know, again, I think we just... I'm not saying you wouldn't be able to do it. It's just we should be aware that when I come to the legislature when we're doing this and tell you that's $1 million half mile, you know...
Because
I don't know that that's the cost. Understand that, you know, it's challenging, but it's not undoable.
Again, just to echo, I think, what Herb said earlier, and I don't know if this is the right time to say it or not, but this kind of conversation, I think, would micromanage... what we want to do. If we decide that the highest and best use here is rail with trail, then it's incumbent upon the executive's office and the planning department and other areas to decide how to do it, how to make it happen.
You know where they have their loading?
I understand that, but I also... and I get that. At the same time, I'm trying to personally balance a reality check that if the corridor is going to cost X amount and one part is going to be prohibitively expensive, I can go with a dream statement of, oh, I want this to be this, but if I believe that it's going to cost a tremendous amount of money, I have to weigh one against another. So while I think there is value for us to have a broad stroke approach and almost like Herb said, like a vision statement, we wouldn't have needed any numbers.
The numbers is my point. How the numbers affect it is
we have the numbers, but these numbers... Randy, you didn't, in your numbers, analyze potential litigation for encroachments or any of that. That's not part of the numbers. The numbers are strict analysis of the engineering issues.
Bob, you take a look at with the numbers with rail bankings, you don't know what that's going to be.
I know. I agree.
Particularly after the conversation we had.
I agree.
So yeah, well, but as Herb said, you know, that's the what we're supposed to do is come to a conclusion of what we think our vision is going to be, what the policy is, what we would like to see. So if you come to a point for a future legislature,
right,
and you know, you're coming up with a plan and you're coming up with a cost, and they say no, it's no.
Yeah,
but you know,
Tracy, there's a strong.
And I thought I understood also that their grants were more readily available for trail than rail.
Well, there's rail.
I don't know.
There's rail and trail. There's rail, but it depends on who the operator.
I mean, so those are something you need to consider too, though, that you might, you know.
I mean,
you might be able to get.
If I could, Tracy, my point is just to illustrate. You know, if we're going to try to decide which telephone pole to move or which side of the corridor we're going to be here until breakfast. I mean,
we keep on doing that.
Senator Hudson will move the pole, all those poles in a day and a half, so I don't know. It's going to take us longer to get past it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
But Washington to Hurley is worth discussing.
Yeah.
Washington to Hurley is where we're at.
Actually,
it's a rail and trail. I mean, it's...
to expedite the process, I'll throw it on the table that Railwood Trail should go from mile point 3.58 to 8.33.
3.58?
Yeah, 3.58.
That's how they have it.
That's right underneath the...
to what?
The plaza.
8.33.
It's confusing you because it's saying...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll agree with Alan.
If I could?
Yes,
good. I, you know, my proposal had gone to 7.28 and then had left the next, you know, almost 3 miles in sort of a purgatory. If we were to go to 8.33, I feel like I could consent to that. That the 7.28 to 8.33 is an incredibly expensive mile. It's probably if you take the numbers for trail only between that area and subtract that from the rail with trail, it's $575,000 on Stone's report. I would consent. I would be willing to consent to expanding it that extra mile, but only if we took 8.33 to 10 off the table in off of purgatory and put that to a trail only. You can't. You right now there's no feasibility in the Stone report for 8.33 to 9 even. So to me, I would. Again, it's an expensive mile, but I'd support it if we can have the entire corridor, you know, handled by the end of the by the end of this committee, without leaving something up for, in rail versus trail purgatory.
Can we hold that and get back to that and try to go through?
That's fine.
Wait, I have Herb.
Well, what I was going to just to pick up from that. if we only have money to do 2 miles, we do 2 miles, and then down the road you keep working towards your vision. But if you stop your vision short, then you never have the opportunity to go wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you
suggesting, Herb, that it's Railroad Trail only to 8.33 and then 8.33 through the Ashokanis Trail?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, 8.33 to Basin Road would be the one that you put in the banks, I would say. That's in purgatory for a little
but
while.
Herb is not suggesting that.
Only because, as Randy pointed out, that was the place where you wanted to do the rehab with the railroad in there.
No, up to 8.33 is where you want the railroad in there for the rehab.
Up to 4 rehabs on the east side.
Yeah. One coming up now, I think.
Yeah, these pictures are 8.3 to 10.
I have a nice one of the frogs in there.
I can, these are 8.3.
We can't talk about the frogs on the
That's
record.
That's not 8.3.
It says 8.3 to 10.
The frogs on the record that, could be an expensive.
Oh, that's 8, yeah, that's about. The, that'd be the section west of 8.3.
Right, to 10.
You can't do anything.
Correct.
Because it's an 8 to
10. We can show them first, and then we're done.
Right. You said don't say anything about turtles.
we got rid of them already.
Hmm? I thought I shut it off.
I got it.
Who's calling you at this hour? They're checking on you.
So this is there's 10.
Oh yeah,
she's they're checking on you.
Hey,
where the hell are you?
excuse me,
and
then
that's probably what this.
Hello.
And remember that bridge?
This will probably be another hour the way it looks, okay?
Well, that's kind of, I'd be happy.
He's an optimist.
I'm telling you.
Leave the key under the bag.
And go to the corner
like that.
Yeah.
Look
at
yourself.
Where'd she go?
That's right.
I apologize.
No.
I shut the door thing off.
It's always nice to know somebody's checking on
you. There's enough of us out there. You could do a parking area that would serve both.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, at 8.33, there's an area on both sides of the tracks that could serve as a North Pole.
And you could rehabilitate that house at some point.
This is where the house is.
Yeah.
That's the house you were talking about earlier.
Right.
Great place for Halloween.
Well,
you put
the county
on
there?
Yes.
County.
That's the house, right?
Should rehab the house.
Yeah, if I could just speak.
Oh, come on.
How many people have taken forward?
You love it. You love popular.
That's Ed looking for you.
If I could just speak,
modern convenience.
I think it'd be helpful to,
throw it out the
to put our rail a trail to 8.33, actually a little beyond, because the train has to get across the tracks, and that we, at least we would all agree on that, and we could start working with the county on that. On the other hand, beyond that, I still think it's a good idea to leave it open, because we don't want to foreclose the possibilities of potentially going further, which is we think is very important. I'm not going to say that we would get that further far, but there's no reason to stop the possibility of going further now. And for us, it's very important to reach the reservoir. We think that if you can reach the edge of the reservoir, there's a possibility to negotiate to go a little bit further. But if you don't get to the edge of the reservoir, how can you negotiate to get further? You can't. So you're really foreclosing all possibilities of expansion. And remember, not just for us, you want to have an operator come in. And if you're just, if we're the only ones bidding on it, I don't know if the committee's been successful here. So.
Can I just ask, Randy, just for clarification, this is Tracy. In the section where we're talking about 3.58 to 8.33, rail with trail. Mm-hmm. In all your estimates for rail with trail, is it a co-located trail, or does it ever have to go out?
No.
Well, it goes out. I really want to dug in outside wherever possible.
He's
the only thing
up.
I was looking for was if you're going to leave the track in up to Hillside. Or up to Basin Road. Did we want to look at two options? Or do you want to have, well, at least get the cuts open and get the corridor better prepared for maybe possible trail use down the road? Well, you could probably get a narrow trail in there a lot easier, and then you wouldn't be over-excavating material. So it would be like a heads you in, tails you in. At least you prepared the corridor no matter what. I'm looking at not going up and over anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Any work that you do on widening the cuts, I want to see benefit the corridor no matter what. I don't want to see wasted effort through that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tracy, just a point. Between Washington Avenue and Pearly Mountain Road, we would deviate off using the O&W and go down the old farmer pass and up the other way, because it would be very, very difficult for us to do co-located. So in talking about rail with trail, we'd like the ability to use our ongoing Kingston Rail Trail project to get us partway out to 209, and then we'll make the connection to Pearly Mountain Road.
Okay. All right, so 3.58 to 8.33, and then now we're talking 8.33 to 10. And the question is whether it's held in a
that's
limbo.
Tracy.
Yes?
The bike guys had an interesting point. This was in my phone conversation. Is that everybody across the board hated Route 28 and those bike lanes? I mean, that was across the board. They didn't seem to have the same feeling about 28A, even though personally that road scares the hell out of me. They don't seem to hold it in as much fear as I do. So I think in terms of the priorities, getting the parallel trail between 28A and Hurley Mountain Road is a higher priority than getting it even necessarily between 28A and Basin Road. And I only say that because of the comments I got back from the biker guy. When they're running races and when they're running tours, they're still using 28A. And I'm trying hard not to second guess them, but I do know it was across the board. They really hate those bike lanes on 28.
Randy, I think you're talking about a different section of 28A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congress, we might want to go through the rest, see where there's a high level of consensus.
Okay.
And then come back. This is difficult in many ways.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving on. So we're going to come back to 8.3 to 10. Now we're talking about the show can section, which is essentially 10.
I'm sorry, where did we leave on 8.3 and 10?
It's kind of, we're in the middle.
I thought we had trail on.
No, half the people here think, or at least some people here think it should be held, not calling it anything.
Yeah. They want to talk about it further after we're done going line by line.
Just to see.
So now we're talking.
There's a high level of consensus. This is difficult physically, and there's not a lot of agreement yet on that one section. And see how much.
8.3 to 10.
You have the same getting from 7, from 6, 7, 4.
Let's just move on. We're going to come back.
May I finish?
Yeah.
You have the same problem between in the previous section. This is not as easy as you think to get. Our consultant has already said that. When you go from 728 to 833, it's a ton of work.
I get that.
And a ton of cash.
I'm just trying to see where we have a high level of agreement, and then to go back and look at the difficult areas.
So it seems like the highest level of agreement, based on what Jim is saying, is from the plaza to 728. There's little less agreement on 728 to 833, and there's even less agreement on 833.
I would say a little less on 8.33 to 10. I would say there's a little disagreement on both of those from different
that's what I just said.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
to what degree do you needs an agreement?
With a little opposition, and up to
728
to 10, there's another there's a little bit of disagreement on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Up to 728, we're in fairly good shape.
Well, can I just comment on 7.28?
No, can we? No, we got to keep it on the table right now. Yeah, we got to keep. We'll get back. We got to keep it to the table.
Okay, we're up to 21.6.
Yes, we are. We're talking now about 10 to 21.6. Yeah, 10 to 21.6, which is the show can. I'm throwing out the whole piece as one piece. Anyone, it's on the table. What does everyone want to say about the show can section?
Our hands are tied.
What?
It's trail.
The county has an agreement with the DEP. They've already started. You know, they've already started with capital projects. I mean, to me, that this is even to those of us. Like Manna had said earlier that she was sorry to say it, but it's probably not going to happen there right now. I don't want you to put words in your mouth, but I mean, there seems to be a relative amount of agreement that on the DEP lands that would be a recreational trail only at this point.
Manna.
So I think the two qualifications are that I want to understand that it is protected for potential future rail with trail, and I don't know exactly what that would look
it's
like
not.
By
it's no rail
the rail banking, and then I'm sorry, I forgot my other point, but I do think that my other point is that I'm very uncomfortable about how the DEP agreement was reached. And so if there's some way that, and when we voted for the $2.5 million in the MOU, if I recall, we weren't ruling out any possibilities by voting for that, even though 275 was in place.
Yeah.
So I just, I have some reservations, but I think for now, and I want to keep that for now in there, in order to get through this and make a recommendation that for the present, I'm willing to concede. I don't know about the railroad folks, that stretch has to be trail only, and I say that with regret.
any other comments at the table?
Okay. So moving on, I got to keep it at the table.
It's an important.
I have to keep it at the table.
We're not going to get into that. This is for legislators to make up their mind. I think we did pretty good trying to get you up to 8.3. We don't want to go all the way back down.
We got to just
let's give you what you got.
At the table, stop.
Well,
nor are we empowered to do that.
Okay, so we're now
at 21.6.
At 21.6, which I don't know if we want to look at this as a basically. Yeah, we're at 21.6 through
Bridge Street and Phoenician.
Yep.
No, you're at 21.6.
Where are you?
Can we look at? Okay, we're at 21.6 to 23.3. I mean, if you want to start looking at a single.
Can we look at the.
Maybe you want to do 21.6.
I know. Okay. All right, we're going to keep it at the table.
Can we look at the last section of the reservoir, the 18.57 to 21.6?
Yes.
I'd like to actually look at that.
Okay.
Which is
the second map. It's right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 18.6
is
to 21.7 is, I believe, here.
Okay.
Past the Boysville Bridge.
But this is the area that, if I'm not mistaken, that the, you know, from the west, that the railroad was talking about wanting.
Where does the railroad go to on this point now? Where do they come down to?
Right now they don't get.
They don't come down this far. If you have to go a few pages more.
Not on this map.
Yeah, right.
The Mount Tremper is the area where they terminate.
Right on 28.
That's the reservoir
right.
Property.
Yeah, it's here. No.
Oh no.
No, it's this one, I think. Sorry. These are all the notes right now, but yeah.
Oh, where? Yeah, no, I got it. That's the Mount Tremper.
That's the station.
And that's right off 28. Which 28? Okay, it's 28, so that's right there. And is that where they go to?
They cross 28, I believe, on this side.
They cross 48 and
no.
They go down to. Oh, no, I'm
oh.
Sorry. I was can I ask him where he is? Arnie, where do you end up on right now? Show us on this.
Okay. Our station at Mount Tremper is right here. We currently operate to this point where there's a washout at what's called 23.3. Previous to Hurricane Irene, we operated to Colebrook Station with passengers,
okay.
And we operated to the bridge with work trains.
Okay.
What milepost is Colebrook Station?
22.1.
So we've got a lot of work to do to just maintain that. Hopefully maintain.
So Linda, you wanted to talk about 18.57 to 21.6.
Go the other way, up the other way, how far up?
Yeah.
Ernie?
Oh.
From Mount Tremper.
To where that, I think where that line is.
You know where that line is?
It goes right to Bridge Street.
I didn't think we got over.
You're just beyond
yeah,
right
it.
Right
there.
Where is the DEP repair?
The DEP repair?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh,
the FEMA?
There's seven FEMA locations.
No. The
Butternut Cove?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah, Butternut
Cove
is. But Butternut Cove is DEP.
That's this way.
No, that's 23.3.
Yeah.
That's between Boysville and Phoenicia.
That proposed trestle and bridge that DEP
has just presented.
That's a
28.
There's two bridges. The one right at.
How many million?
I can't really see from this side. This is one of them.
Yeah.
Stream doesn't show on there very well.
Yeah, it doesn't show on there very well.
The Boisil trestle's here.
Right, the former trestle. This is a traffic bridge, yeah. And so when they rebuild the traffic bridge, they're going to make it so we can have parking there right on their land. So it could be used for
That intersection.
We're going to go off the road, though. They're realigning that so that there's not so much of a curve on that road.
Yeah. Matter of fact, well, I did some of the work for this. You've got this side street right in here is an area. Put a parking lot in here. This bridge is getting replaced.
And they're going to do
this
alignment.
Is being replaced.
This is going to end up more like that.
Yes. Wow. It's more over here.
Yes.
Yeah. I looked at that pretty closely, and it appears they're replacing it at the railroad.
Yeah. Yes. They have to.
So that's why I wanted to, you know, consider having a way that the railroad could come to a view of the reservoir.
We asked them to do it as a rail bridge so that if we're going to rail bank so that we weren't precluded from having rail in the future.
Right.
However, to go beyond that point breaks the DEP agreement. The DEP agreement goes to 21-6. It goes to 28A. So we could. That's where we envision trail and rail meeting.
So here's the railroad here.
I mean, in all reality, that's a highway bridge. It's not a rail bridge because the rail goes underneath.
Correct.
Which you have to maintain.
But we're keeping the height and the width.
You have to maintain the envelope. Yeah.
They wanted to lower it because it would have been a cheaper bridge, and we said.
Well, you have to keep it to railroad specs if you're in rail anyway, so.
Right, so that'd be right there.
Yeah.
So, Manna, what did you want to talk to the committee?
Well, I want to leave this as an area where we don't have a lot of consensus and see if we have it for the rest.
But if we
that's
have,
why
if
I didn't want to start
sorry.
At 21. I wanted to discuss this so I could see where we were with it. And at this point, I think from 21-6 on, there may be a high level of agreement.
Okay, Jeanette?
But as far as the Ashokan is concerned, we have an agreement with the DEP. And while you might not, you know, there was kind of not a difference of opinion, but it was a different explanation about the meeting, you know. And I don't think it's a secret, you know. I mean, this has been for years that we've been talking about the executive trail plan. So, of course, that's what he would be negotiating for.
If I recall, they did say that that they respected the rights of the railroad. And I think there's room for negotiation, renegotiation with them to allow the railroad to have access on either side. That's what I think would be best for the county.
But I thought both Tracy and Herb had said they said no.
They did.
But no rail.
And
although we did not say, can you come in 2/10 of a mile farther? They were speaking about the corridor.
They didn't say no rail. They said no rail with trail.
Right. Yeah. And
I got you.
Well, they have to allow rail there because that's what their agreement was. That's what their easement is. But in lieu of that, they're willing to go trail on. But it was never proposed to them that, all right, this is where you stop. Can we come in 50 feet? You know,
we didn't discuss
specifics. We didn't discuss that because that wasn't even anything we were thinking about.
But again, if it was going to be like 100 feet or a quarter mile or something like that, I'm definitely not going to, pretend that I can speak for the DEP, but that might be something that they might in a million years entertain. But I think that you'd have to prove a substantial reason why you would want to go in, and I don't believe that they would allow you to go much farther if there was a piece of property that we could use for, you know, cold fusion. Maybe they'd let us go that far, but I'm speaking of an outrageous option. But aside from an outrageous reason to encroach on DEP land with Railwood Trail, I can't imagine how they would allow us to do that.
I don't think a view on either end of when I have guests from out of county, the first thing I do is take them to the reservoir. I think of it as God's country. It's so beautiful out there, and having a view on either end is something that I think would, you know, we're talking about enhancing the tourism potential on either end, the Phoenicia end and the East end, and that would avoid the whole concern about running a train, you know, along the railroad, but it would allow some access. If I could see the reservoir from the railroad on either side, I'd be much more likely to take that train than for the mountain views and the other views that are available.
To that point, Manna, and I ask you to think about this, and if I could come over here and point it out as we do this. So if there's a terminus somewhere about before the bridge, is that 2.15? 21.5.
Okay.
You've got a half a mile walk, even and a nice, beautiful walk over the Boyceville Bridge if you take the train down, and then you've got a view of the Ashokan. On the other side, if we're going to be at 8.33, it's a more significant walk from there, but then you have, 3 mile, we'll just call it 3 miles. You have a 3 mile walk to the Glenford Dyke, or you have a 2 mile walk to the Woodstock Dyke, which also provides views of the Ashokan. So just because you can't see the reservoir from the train doesn't mean that the train doesn't bring you to views of the reservoir.
It's how you market it.
Correct. Yeah.
But you're also going to have trailheads that are going to be put in when the trail only goes there so you can park your car.
Right. And people can rest and walk or come back at the table.
Okay. So, and I just have a question, just to clarify my mind. As far as the rail is concerned, I mean, we're talking Mount Tremper where they are now, and they have a lot of work there to do.
You have to fix the washout. I think absent the washout, there's a couple more washouts.
You might be talking 10 years from now.
Is the one.
Chris Wayne said there's 7,000 linear feet of track that's disturbed.
That's west.
That's west.
In this area, you have the one area where the tracks are still there, and then you have a double culvert that's been plugged and it's washed out probably about 20 feet.
I mean, they have so much work to do on Mount
Tremper. So those are the two
before they even think of going there.
Just the 2 cents a mile.
No. I gotta keep it. I know, but that's what you talked about in the beginning. I mean, I gotta. I feel it.
No, we gotta finish this. Otherwise, we're gonna be here tonight.
Well, I just want to make one statement on the agreement with the DEP. Okay, it was vetted in the legislature. It was voted on, and it passed. I didn't agree with it. I know you didn't agree with it. I know Dave didn't agree with it. But we have to live with that fact, okay? We're not one person. We're 23. And you need
consensus.
Yeah, you need the consensus. And if you don't have it, we don't have it. We keep going back.
And then there's those of us that weren't too excited about going to 8.3 for the rail either, but we did it.
It doesn't work.
Well, that's we've already voted on it. I'm agreeing with the county. It's going to be trail only.
You know, I agree with you. If you go all the way back to talking about the plaza to what we're proposing to give them,
thank you, Carl.
I certainly wasn't in favor of that, but I'm willing to compromise on it.
Okay, so where are we at right now then? So, Manny, you're still asking for this portion to be held.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't agree with it either.
She's asking for it to be held for discussion,
okay.
Not to be held.
I thought we just had a half hour discussion.
We've got plenty of other stuff to do. We'll come back to it.
All right.
I believe there's a...
Well, then I'm going to go all the way back to the...
All the way back to the plaza.
I tell you, I don't agree to the 8.2.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I've been 3.3.
Yeah. All right. If that's what we're going to do.
She
didn't count her production.
Do you want to adjourn and bring it back tomorrow?
What? No. Let's go.
We're not going to get this done today.
This section I had listed as rail only. But this being the first time that the planning department had seen my resolution. The suggestion was made to me that we add, I think that this is definitely a rail section, but they see areas that might be feasible to do some trail alongside it. So, rail with trail where feasible would be added to railroad operation, if that's cool with everybody.
To
Phoenicia, to Main Street Phoenicia, right? Is that where it is?
27-8.
Thank you. Where is it in your resolution? What's it called?
It's railroad. It's railroad operation. I didn't think that there was I didn't think that there were opportunities for trail in that section, but somebody else sees them. I'd like to leave it open.
So you're saying 28 to Boysville to Bridge Street. And
right, but we could call it 27. We could just go to 27.8 if you want.
What are you going to call it? Railroad trail?
Yeah. I would say railroad operation with a co-located trail.
Trail
where
feasible.
Randy, you have creek location and feasible for rail with trail co-location.
Well, I was looking at that statement, the washout on how you got to be able to do a trail beside it, and going, that's pretty scary after looking at those photos if there was room there or not. But, I'll be honest with you, that's not an area that I'd walk. I don't have as much experience there as I probably should. I certainly don't have any objection to a trail going up there. I just don't have enough concrete information to... Fight this
yeah, so did you assume just because we had rail?
We have to go off mute. Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. So did you assume that just because we had that was the rail segment only, that no, that's why you didn't focus any time there?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And you're saying that you think it's feasible?
Just, I don't know, but ALTA put it out as a possibility. We'd probably do a feasibility study.
But was that
study.
Prior to the, all the
yes.
storms?
So we would do a subsequent feasibility study.
Is there FEMA money in that section?
Chris is talking. You have to let she asked Chris the question. If a legislator asks the question of someone on the outside, that's different than comments coming from the outside.
Did you get that, Dave?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask Verity about the 0.2 miles that he had concern with over here.
Sorry to do it that way, but the 0.2 miles into the DEP territory, even if it's remotely possible, makes for a rail to trail interface. It's much better on the west end. And it also makes for it's the reason we want to go to the milepost 10 on the west end. 0.2 of a mile into the DEP territory allows us to unload people at the reservoir.
Now, where would 0.2 of a mile, where would you be near this point?
It would basically mean here instead of here.
Identified for construction.
And over here, it means here.
Yeah, I know that.
Wow.
have 10.
This is the issue.
We had 25
this
years.
Go ahead, Ken.
All right, thanks.
No, this is the issue. They need some work.
One person talk. I can't talk. I can't even talk anymore. I do not feel well.
All right, we're up to 27.
Talk is one thing.
Well, just to that, if we could just stay on that point for 1 second,
which
the two-tenths
one?
Of a mile, just for one second. That two-tenths of a mile also assumes that we're going to reconstruct the Boyceville trestle.
No.
With
No.
Okay. Then I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, it's just it's another spot. It's just moving a little slightly longer. The trail would still be there.
The trail wouldn't be there. There's an agreement that this would blow up.
You know, we're not going to renegotiate a contract we already agreed on with DEP. It's not going to happen. So you can dream all you want. I mean, you know, you might just as well call us all a waste of time.
Well, let's not call anything a waste of time yet. We've made a lot of progress.
Well, I mean, come on.
Well,
hey, we agreed on something tonight.
You're right. You're right, Carl. All right.
And we all both read.
Do you want Herb to take to take over
27-8? We're picking up the 27-8.
But you have to recognize
I just wanted to make a point that anywhere where there's rail only and you can put, I absolutely support that.
Okay.
That's not buying any points.
Do you want to take are we beyond that section now and you want to move past Phoenicia?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to take from Phoenicia to the county line?
Yeah.
In my in my suggestion, this was left open to determine the highest and best feasible uses. Chris from the planning department had spoken to me after reading this and informed me that the DEC is interested in purchasing, leasing, or something along those lines, that section, or as far as it can go from the county line,
at least
to Big Indian, by the day use area.
For
a trail.
It's access for the 1,200 acres that they just got through
the Bel
Air project. They want to build a trail, and it's a loop.
And they'll build it.
So we would we're going to have a letter by next week of interest from them.
So that's 36.77 to the county line?
In addition to that,
37.7.
In addition to that, everybody remembers the Pine Hill Day Use Area from our tour. It's the DEC day use area. That's where we went up the. That's where we went up the hill to the Giggle Hollow Trestle. Right now the day use area is, you know, a pay per visit area, and one of the things being talked about with the DEC is opening it up without having to have a charge for it. And that could be a really special area when you count the Bel Air development. When that gets built, you could talk about hiking straight down from there and really turning that area into a part of the destination.
We don't want to develop that section as a trail.
It makes a loop across country.
It looks like a beat,
going that way.
That people were using
right now. This is not being used to begin with.
We walk up
Pine Hill's right in the community. Is right in
the
community,
right?
Okay.
No, I'm just taking this. All right, the rules are going to change a little bit because I'm taking over the meeting.
All right.
We're at 27-8. And we're going to take that up to 36.77, which we've already
talked about DEC is interested in buying.
West of there.
Yeah.
What's that?
They went from 36.7 to 41.6.
That's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. Okay, pay attention.
That's
we'll
what
get
I'm
out of here. I said we're going from 28 up to 36.77 because we've already discussed that 36.77 all the way up to 41.6, DEC is interested in buying. And in the negotiations, we get 10 years of permits out of DEC with no issue.
I'll take that.
We're going for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's a negotiation. If you'd like to speak, you have to go through
I'm
the
sorry.
Chair.
I'm sorry.
It's not relevant to the conversation. Okay, very good.
No, just
27-8. What's the condition here? That's a section where we have some additional washouts.
That's Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
May I speak?
Unrecognized.
In our materials here, I believe that's where you'll find the list of washouts in that area.
Yeah.
2,725 feet.
Hang on. I got to put you on mute. Go ahead.
Well, he couldn't hear you.
Randy, go ahead.
So that's
Randy.
Are you still there?
He's
muted him.
Okay.
He's
no,
still
he's
there.
It's not muted.
The lights went off. Oh, there
you go. Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
When it's red, it's muted.
Whoops.
Randy, you were about to speak.
Yeah, I was saying there's just more than 2,700 feet there. I had to break it up a little bit to fit it in my milepost, but I used Chris's numbers today.
Okay, very, very good.
There's 7,225 feet.
Total?
Yeah.
Of
washouts.
Okay.
So this
is between milepost 27.8
and
38.
Yeah. Well, and we'll call it 36 point, what's that, 7-something? 7-7.
At 36.77 is where the pain stops.
Okay, I'm going to suggest we leave that as rail only.
It's nothing. No, it's nothing.
I would leave that section
as air.
I would leave that section as it is.
Yes, that is correct, and it is rail only.
Fair enough. Good call.
Thank you.
There you go.
Anybody else have any more discussion? We made it to the end of the quarter.
That could be pedestrian use trail without being an ASHTO trail.
If we
have access to it, we could be using that today. With zero, I mean, all you have to do is take out track, and we've got a trail.
People on Herdman Road are already using it.
All right, there.
Nobody's going to run railroad there.
Yeah, but there's also reasons
why. Bringing everybody in.
Well,
sorry.
I won't discuss that.
I apologize.
Not a problem.
If we opened that up for recreational use and didn't have it to ASHTO standards, and somebody breaks their neck, we're going to be in a heap of trouble, I think. That's my, one of my issues with it.
You better put a sign up, no trespassing.
Yeah, but if we're opening up for an informal trail, then we're not.
All right, Tracy's next because she's got her hand up.
It's going to be hard to hear me, but I think that we shouldn't designate that as rail only if we know it's never going to be rail because it's going to cost millions of dollars. I mean, the concept of taking it off the table for any possible use is...
Well, then let's just leave it status quo.
Yeah.
Like we did the CSX.
We could do a deal with another entity to come in and take it off. I mean, that would be where I would propose the New York New Jersey Trail Conference come in and just take it off our books on a long-term lease, and they fix it.
I got a better suggestion. DEC, you want 36.77? You're going to take it from 27.8 all the way to the county.
We could certainly propose that. Could we leave
That's
it as trail then, though?
What's that?
Could you make the policy trail and
if
then
they
let
own it?
Is there any
they make whatever policy they want.
Well,
Well, wait a minute. Own it. Lease it.
If you're saying
own it, lease it or own
it? To be determined. But if you put it as rail only, they're not going to consider it. They're going to look at your policy and say, this is enough for
trade.
To be determined. We could have it be two. In our policy, it could be to be determined. I'm way too recognized. If we leave it as to be determined, it stays rail only, but doesn't state that our policy is that we're going to run trains on it.
Why not just make
a
trail?
Why wouldn't you just make a trail?
That's what everybody wants.
Hang on. What happens if the Delaware line says, hey, we're willing to take another 3 more miles,
it's down the hill?
It's connected.
They're special out at Big Indian. Like, if I can show you on the map,
here's the county line. This is going to go to the DEC. Your vessel's been removed here. This is the rough spot.
The 7,000 feet.
7,000 feet is here. You got a break here.
But we have areas that could make nice localized trails.
The piece that we're looking to use
27.8
up there.
They didn't put in anything on the expression of interest, and frankly, we've heard that they may go out of operation next year. They couldn't even operate through the final months of the season.
And regardless of that, they're miles short on this end.
They're 7 miles short. They have 7 miles.
Right.
But we could leave. You could leave a station here at the foot of Bel Air. I mean, that would be incentive for them to come back. We could say,
where's that curvy part that goes?
That's right here.
The horseshoe curve.
Oh, that's the horseshoe. Double horseshoe.
But this is
it's a special thing in the railroad world.
Understand that track that we own in fee. We could run if you make that policy. We could start doing contracts with other entities that we could bring to you to open that up as trail, and we would ensure we'd look at all the issues, liability, you know, what, how much it would cost, where you could connect to, where you could park.
Tracy has a comment. We're making decisions right now on information we're just getting today. We're just finding out about the DEC today. The DURR did not put in an EOI. They didn't respond. But we don't know why they didn't respond. I didn't speak to them. Randy spoke to them.
Randy, did you speak to the Delaware?
Yes. I talked to Dave Reardon.
And what was the substance of your conversation?
He was interested in Pine Hill up to the top of the hill. He'd had a disagreement, I think, I'll say the county, but I think it was meant to be county executive, over the commitment of his trust funding as part of any lease agreement.
He had no funding commitment.
Yeah, he was interested in it, but, I mean, I kind of agree with the viewpoint. If you're that interested, now would be the time to speak up. You know what's going on. I certainly alerted him.
They're doing a fundraiser.
Yeah, I read that.
They're literally in the death spiral up there. They had the lowest use this year that they've had in years.
Maybe to be a package deal with the new RFP guy for the rest of our session.
So the only thing I'd like to comment up there is I think he's got a little package padding and a platform there. And before they head down the hill. And that's dead flat right there. You wouldn't really have to do much to put a trail in beside the track. There wouldn't be a whole lot of disturbance. You could probably leave the High Mount Passing Siding in place there. At least for a while to see if anything comes up. If it doesn't, you have to walk it.
Further explore.
What if all wasted time.
For that section, what if we just put in... something that says, you know, to do an RFP to see what best use of what options there are out there before we designate one or the other.
To be
explored.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because
yeah.
We have no idea
way.
Right now.
That's against what your consultant is recommending.
The results of what come out of this committee is the people at this table. This gentleman supplied us information on a report, like other people in the room have, for us to make the best decision we can.
Right.
So, even though we put it in a report, it's not gospel for the committee.
But I mean, looking at this, I think this is a most likely a trail only thing.
It's right. Most likely a trail?
But I can see what you're saying. You could do a...
I mean, you can certainly, I think when you said a quick RFP, is anybody interested?
Hang on, we're starting to get loose here.
Can I just, I want to get a point of clarification. Kevin, is this the piece that you all are talking to these folks? Is this the component?
DEC is ready to make an expression of interest on this.
On which piece?
Makes sense. Okay.
Can we get information from Bill Rush so we can make an informed decision instead of making it?
You have a letter coming next week.
Not only that, but you reach out to that guy with the trail, with the rail. He says, hey, what does he want? He says, to me, it looks like it's a trail only situation.
Yeah. Think we can get
a letter
Monday?
I'll call.
Okay. Vaughn, when that letter comes in, can you make sure everybody in the committee gets a copy? Thank you.
Because you're going to vote on it, you say, to speak your Monday.
That's what I asked.
We're going to have to have it before.
You know, we've pretty much done from start to finish. Mm-hmm. I need a little time to process all this. I'm wondering if it is possible to do a redraft based on the conversation. And I know we're on a tight deadline. We did save tomorrow at 5 o'clock where we will all be fresher. Is it possible?
I'd be happy to do a redraft. If that's what the committee wants, if the committee wants somebody else to do it, I'm perfectly fine. I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to make anybody unhappy.
I'll trust that you do a redraft.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I do that. Look at
did
it.
You take?
If I don't like it, you know damn well I'll tell you.
Tracy's doing that.
We'll be able to talk about it next tomorrow.
Yep.
I can help.
Yeah, and I've got the audio that Vaughn will furnish to me to help.
Because I kind of lost track of the last one.
Also, if I could, I'm sorry, may I?
Yeah.
Dennis had gone down based on what I had come up with to the table and did a color-coded map of that. Planning office is willing to do that for what we came up with as well, if the committee would like.
We do it in this format that you have here.
Can we have it for tomorrow night?
We try to highlight to the best that we understand it.
Absolutely.
We fall on the areas where we don't have consensus.
Would it
be
too
much to do this size for us?
So we all get
this is the size.
I do whatever size you want. I can do no sizes, but I think the other maps will give you a little bit more, gives me more opportunity to lay it as well.
Can you do both? Can you do
absolutely.
One? Yeah,
10 seconds.
Yeah, that's okay, but this will help.
I'll hand you out.
This is Ken's proposal.
For the purposes, everyone, this is the proposal prior to us making all of our changes.
Right, and this is a blow up in the Kingston area, so everybody has the Kingston area. I'm sorry, I only made 5 copies, guys.
Make sure Tracy gets one.
I'm going to. Jeanette, I'm going to, if I have one, you've got mine, so.
Sorry. I got one.
Just got it. There's a lot of things.
Yeah,
now we can start again tomorrow.
Jeanette, can you pick one of those?
Now, I'm not
one.
Sure, but
I'm sorry.
I may be late tomorrow. My grandson, who's 2.5, is going to be sitting in the people room. Take care, and I
want to
see that.
Okay. So as a synopsis, Ken, you will rewrite your draft.
So wait a minute, you're not going to be here tomorrow night?
I'll be here, but I'll be late.
Is the format that I wrote it in milepost to milepost acceptable to that point?
Okay.
And Dennis, you're going to make the map.
The best I can. All
right. And then tomorrow afternoon sometime, Vaughn, you'll send them out to the whole committee?
Yes. Just be aware, tomorrow night we need to start promptly at 5 because the building usually is locked by 6 o'clock. They've agreed to say it opens for us till 8.
I need to be leaving at 6:45 or 7 o'clock.
We have a hard stop tomorrow. 6 o'clock, we're out of here. We have an hour to resolve this.
I think that we're close enough that we can get there.
In a collaborative process, as Mayor Joe
we
said.
We will start tomorrow.
I don't know about that.
We'll start tomorrow at 5 o'clock sharp. I have a meeting in Albany, so I might finish the meeting via a conference call. So we'll do our best to get out of here
before
by 5:30 quarter today.
Before you all leave, you have a distinguished gentleman here. He's getting a little older tomorrow.
Who is? Huh.
Right here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you.
With that, I'll leave you to move.
He got something we can all agree on.
We have a second.
Nice to see you, Tom.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 10:07.